Hey, everybody, three issues that Republicans need to focus on, three issues that the consultant class typically ignores. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. And email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of The Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at noblegoldinvestments.com. That is noblegoldinvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. So there's a lot happening in D.C. right now. There are a lot of conversation. Chuck Schumer, Ukraine, Hakeem Jeffries, they're negotiating over some sort of deal with Speaker Johnson to try to get Ukraine funding and border funding. And I want to take this hour to obviously cover the events that are unfolding in D.C., but also let's lay out three issues that are happening right now that Republicans can run on and win on. You see, there's a lot of question about what should the 2024 election be about? And there's several answers to that question. One of them, though, one of the answers is not one that typical Republican consultants will focus on. Yes, the economy matters. Yes, inflation matters. But there are three easy wins. There are three issues sitting right in front of us that are unfolding in real time that DC politicians are afraid of tackling. And the first of which, and we're going to go through all three throughout this hour, three issues that Republicans can embrace, own, and run on to win over moderate voters, conservative voters, this election year. And of course, the first one is mass migration. We talked about this at length yesterday. We talked about how mass migration creates the preconditions for a political correction. If you bring in hundreds of thousands of foreigners illegally into the country, give them airline tickets and have Border Patrol assume the role of an Expedia travel agent, it starts to create rumbles in the homeland. People know that this is wrong. People know that this is unjust. People know that this is effectively cutting in line. I think back to times, whether it be at Six Flags Great America in Gurnee, Illinois, or whether it be waiting in line to go to a sporting event, or waiting in line at TSA. The angriest I see the rank and file. There's something that hits our soul when we see people cut in line. When you see people cut in line, it doesn't take a huge explanation. You don't need a Socratic dialogue. You don't need some sort of rational, reasonable explanation. You could do that if necessary, but there is a primal reaction when you see an individual cut in line. There's something significantly unjust when you see an individual who did not earn it, who did not wait for it, arrive and just say, it's mine. That is happening with 10,000, 12,000, 15,000 people a day. And we're starting to see the consequence of that. Increase in crime, increase in lootings, increase in robberies. We're seeing the fentanyl, the raping, the incredible amount of public social services that are being overwhelmed and overrun. And Democrats right now, they're going all in on trying to prioritize a foreign conflict over a domestic crisis. Now, never underestimate Republicans' ability to fumble or screw up a winning political issue. Speaker Johnson, we were very critical about how this fight should have happened a couple months ago, but that's over. It's done. The fight is here right now. Democrats are inviting you. They are taunting you into a political judo match that you can actually win. Every public opinion poll, every conversation you have outside of the 95% Washington, D.C. incestuous, let's just say, confab, is pointing towards immigration being a major issue. Happening in New York City, happening in Chicago, happening in Milwaukee, happening in Detroit. Rank and file Democrats are getting ticked off that their cities are being overrun by foreigners, that they are not being prioritized because, again, it does not take an elaborate or detailed explanation when you see somebody cut in line. If you're sitting in traffic and someone swerves into you, you get angry, and you should get angry. If you're waiting to get screened by TSA and all of a sudden someone shows up and they say, oh, sorry, I'm late for my flight, part of you has compassion, but part of you is like, well, why didn't you wake up earlier? Why didn't you wait in line? We've been here since 5 a.m., pal. And you should get that kind of anger. And that is happening all day, every day. This is a cut here of a top black influencer. To his credit, he speaks the truth more than not. He's wrong on so much stuff, but he's very, very powerful and he's entertaining. He obviously has talent. And to his credit, he doesn't just always toe the party line. It's Charlemagne the God. He hosts a show called The Breakfast Club on New York radio and is listened to. It's one of the top black political podcasts out there. And he's very, very well respected in the black community. I think he has some hope. I have some hope for Charlemagne the God. At times, he'll be a regime type puppet, you know, puppet and spokesperson. But he pushes back against people like Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton. In fact, Hillary Clinton had one of the most embarrassing dialogues of her political career with Charlemagne the God, the whole hot sauce thing. And so I have hope for Charlemagne the God. I think that he's gonna really be more and more of a free thinker, especially as we continue to move the Overton window. And he speaks truth. They can't control him, and it bothers them. Again, he's a Democrat. But he's not just kind of at MSNBC. He's more of a free thinker than not, and he's moving in that direction. And he is warning the bad guys, hey, this mass migration, mass invasion thing is a major problem. Play cut 90.
Honestly, have never spoken to as many people who are concerned about the migrant issue as I have, you know, over the past year. They took 2,000 migrants and put them into school and made the schools stay home. Made the students stay home and you know, do school via Zoom. And that was a big issue. Like, I mean, people were calling the radio station. That was just this week, you know, really, really, really complaining about that. So I've never seen, you know, working class people who I interact with every day until this past year really, really, really express their frustration.
Now that's powerful stuff. Let me contrast that because now it's all New York. I want to contrast two stories in New York. Charlemagne the God is New York based. He's definitely in touch with kind of the attitude of the sentiments. If you know anything about his radio program, it's on early in the morning, very, very well listened to. From what I understand, they'll kind of play music and then they'll talk and then they have guests and music. It's very, very well respected and the media covers it like crazy and he goes viral all the time. But contrast that, because Charlemagne the God is saying like, look, I'm listening and this is what I hear. I'm listening, this is what I hear. No agenda. The other New York senator, or the other New York representative, Chuck Schumer, who doesn't care because he doesn't listen to the rank and file like Charlemagne the God does. Listen to Chuck U. Schumer, who says we must fund a foreign proxy war despite the fact that there is a metaphorical genocide of young Ukrainian men happening in Ukraine. We must fund it. We must subsidize it. We must underwrite it. So here you have on one side, Charlemagne the God saying that mass migration is the number one issue of the people of New York. And the Democrat majority leader, Chuck U. Schumer, says, no, 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 no. Ukraine, Ukraine, Slava, Ukraina. Play cut 86.
The only way we will do border and Ukraine, or even either of them, is bipartisan. You cannot do things with one party in a divided Congress. And I think there was broad agreement in the room that we had to do this in a bipartisan way. Speaking in the Senate, we are making really good progress. I am more optimistic now that we can come to an agreement on border and Ukraine in one package, along with aid to Israel, along with humanitarian aid for the Palestinians in Gaza, and along with helping us Indochina.
I just want to say, we need to really accelerate the push here. It's the people versus the oligarchs. The fact that Chuck U. Schumer is even acknowledging that the border needs to be addressed is a major, major media win, and we should exploit that. Chuck Schumer made a mistake, and he knows it. The Democrats are most successful when they don't acknowledge reality. They just say, oh, the border's not a problem. It's not a problem. He has just acknowledged that it's an issue. Hey, everybody, I want to introduce you to the Artillery Tea Company. Artillery Tea is the premium tea for freedom-loving patriots. I drink tea every day, and Artillery Tea Company is the brand that I choose. Why? Their tea is whole leaf for a more full-bodied flavor. Plus, you can brew each bag twice, which gives you 30 cups per tin. They got all the flavors you want, Earl Grey, peach, apricot, green tea, chamomile, mint, and many others. The best part is a portion of all sales is donated to veterans and first responders. Visit ArtilleryTeaCo.com right now and support these guys. Not only do they make the best teas on the market, in my opinion, but you're also supporting veterans and first responders through every single purchase. Right now, they're offering 25% off your first order. So visit ArtilleryTea.com and enter promo code AmericasTea to receive your discount. That's ArtilleryTea.com. Enter promo code AmericasTea to get 25% off your first order for a limited time only. The immigration issue is the biggest one, and I want to draw the line in the sand. There are three major issues. Traditional Republican consultants will tell you you can't win on immigration. It is a Democrat advantage issue, and they could not be more mistaken. Now, maybe amongst the open border Chamber of Commerce crowd of hotels that want to have unlimited amounts of cheap labor coming into the country, or Walmart at the money desk where they want to have remittances, if you know what that word means, means that they're sending back billions of dollars a month to the Walmart money desk back to their native country. Walmart loves open borders. They depend on open borders. Walmart is one of the great beneficiaries of the open border crisis in this country. Just one example is the Walmart money desk. The Walmart currency money desk, they set this up like a couple decades ago. So if you're an illegal, you come into this country, you get your hands on some money, maybe you're a Chilean thief and you go rob a couple homes, which is happening like crazy, or you're a Venezuelan thief, and you get some cash and you want to send it back home, you go to the Walmart money desk, the Walmart currency desk. And they'll take 2%, 3%, 5% to just send the money from Houston, Texas to Caracas, or Houston, Texas to Santiago, Chile, or Houston, Texas to Caracas, Colombia, or whatever. And they'll take a processing fee. And for almost very little work, Walmart is printing money. So make no mistake, there are very powerful corporate interests that want this border open. And that's just one example of many. It's one example of many. And so Republicans need to understand that this is a primary winning issue. And Chuck Schumer is messing this up. The fact that Chuck Schumer is trying to wrap all this other stuff together, he's making a strategic mistake, one that I would not expect out of him. I hope Speaker Johnson takes this opportunity to call Chuck U. Schumer's bluff. Speaker Johnson has a great opportunity, and all the House Republicans have an opportunity to isolate the border crisis invasion, the great replacement happening on the southern border, to isolate that issue and say, all those other things we could do single subject bills on, Chuck Schumer. You want to have Ukraine? Let's do our own single subject on Ukraine. You want to have Israel and you want to have humanitarian aid to help, you know, stamp out Hamas, we can do single subject. But the border, we're not going to loop into this other stuff. And the reason why, again, this is the trick of DC. The more things you loop into a bill, the harder it is for members of Congress to vote against it, because there might be 5% of the bill that is really necessary. And then if you vote against it, they'll run these ads and they'll say, you know, Congressman XYZ voted against aid to Israel, which is not totally true because it's only 5% of a 95% garbage bill. Holding the border hostage for your nonsense is evil. It's treason. And this is the winning issue. This is the line in the sand. And I encourage Speaker Johnson, and again, Senator Lankford is just embarrassing himself. When Chuck U. Schumer does a press conference and he says, I think we're making great progress, I think this is going to be bipartisan, he is telling you that Senator Lankford is selling out the people of Oklahoma. And so here's what I'd like to see from Speaker Johnson. Here's what I'd like to see from Republicans. They need to do a joint press conference today and say, Our position is the government will be shut down Friday. We have acted in good faith in November. We acted in good faith back in June. We've acted in good faith multiple times. And you guys have not shown the reciprocity, the reciprocal amounts of good faith. So we're done. The border is the issue. Chuck Schumer, this is your shutdown. This is your shutdown, Joe Biden. And guess what? Public opinion polls agree with you. They blame Joe Biden for what's happening on the southern border. They blame Democrats what's happening on the southern border. And make no mistake, what they consider to be a southern border solution is nothing more than more money for the Expedia travel agency so that illegals can get further into the interior, work permits, which is amnesty for the people that have broke our laws, broke our customs, and cut in line, the border jumpers and the line cutters. Polls show citizens want to end this invasion. So as we articulate the three issues that we believe that can define the 2024 election that other people tend to ignore, this is a primary one. It is a primary one across the board. And what an opportunity. I hope Republicans do not squander this opportunity. You have to be willing to shut down the government. If not, it then is no longer a negotiation. It is a hostage situation. Walk away from the table, Senator Lankford. Walk away from the table, Speaker Johnson. They are afraid of a lockdown. At this point, the way that things are trending, the invasion is so out of control, Schumer and Biden will receive the blame for a shutdown. Do it. Traditional media is crumbling. Why? Because they're hiding something, big. People are realizing they're being lied to, left and right, even by institutions they thought they could trust. But you've known the truth all along. You also know that the time to prepare for what's coming is right now. Get started by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll save $200 on an essential 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Over the years, My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families prepare for emergencies, and yours should be next. Sealed inside ultra-durable packaging, their delicious meals last up to 25 years in storage and provide over 2,000 calories daily. Eat right when things go wrong with these 3-month emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. With $200 in savings, you can get enough for each family member. They deserve your protection. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Order by 3 p.m. for free day shipping. That is free same-day shipping. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. So what an opportunity right in front of House Republicans right now. Right in front of us. We have the Democrats that seem to be uneasy. The fact that Chuck Schumer is even mentioning the border is broadcasting to you. They are telling you, they are showing you, they are demonstrating to you that they know this is becoming a political liability. Now, mind you, we love the country more than we love our chances in the 2024 election. If we were Democrats, we'd say, ah, keep the border wide open. It will help us win the election. No, we actually believe the border is such a clear and present danger to the homeland that we want the issue solved. The politics aside, the Democrats, they want the border open because it politically helps them. In the long term, in their belief, the more third worlders, the more destabilization, the closer they can get towards socialized healthcare, property confiscation, voters that fit their mold. The less white the country becomes, the more excited they become. Don't take my word for it. Read their literature. See what they write. See what they say openly. Okay, so the polls are overwhelming. People want action. They want action right now. The Washington Post did a poll of Americans on a bunch of Trump's more controversial or unusual policy deals. And it finds out that 60% of the public was on board, including a significant minority of Democrats. When the issue set is actually presented, we see advantage Republicans. Mass migration sets the table. It is the first and necessary prerequisite for a political recalibration. I want to play other pieces of tape here as we see this coming together. Let's go to Cut 62. Someone should print this out. And by the way, Speaker Johnson, what a chance for redemption. We've been really tough on you, Speaker Johnson. I'm willing to put all that aside and say, if you can hit a home run here, I'll be your biggest fan. Speaker Johnson, I am willing to see, really, if you hit a home run here, this program, this audience will forgive all of your missteps and your cowardice the last couple months, and we'll say forward, onward. Speaker Johnson's actually been talking a good game. He went on Dylan Mulvaney's program on CNN. Can you guys get that? And Dylan Mulvaney was asking all these questions, and Speaker Johnson said the right thing. He was excellent. And I hope his actions are as consistent with his words. Also yesterday, this is a show vote. It's a show vote. But do you know that I believe it was 16 or maybe 18 Democrats voted to rebuke Joe Biden's handling of the border? This is crossing party lines. You rarely see an issue like this. Rarely. Now, instead of exploiting the political issue like Democrats would, let's solve it. Let's use our political power to solve a clear and present danger to the American homeland. Play cut 62.
Another area where Biden is struggling to break through, immigration. A critical issue for voters. Our polling shows just 18% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of the issue.
Only 18% of Americans approve of Joe Biden's handling of the border. 18%. This is an 82% losing issue for the Democrats. Chuck Schumer knows this. So Chuck Schumer's trying to get his Ukraine thing together. He's trying to make this a bipartisan. Oh, Republicans, they are signaling to you that for the first time of this congressional session, they are nervous and they know advantage Republicans, advantage Republicans. There's the piece of tape here. We'll get this. So Speaker Johnson told Dylan Mulvaney, my position is clear. Any bill that does not solve the problem and secure the border is not acceptable to the House. Good, Speaker Johnson. Speaker Johnson said this to the great Laura Ingraham. I told President Biden, it's on you. Your policies created the border crisis. Your executive action can end it. House Republicans will continue to demand transformative policy change and hold this administration accountable until the border is secure. You got to go one step further, though, Speaker Johnson. You got to go one step further. You have to say, this is a crisis. It's a national emergency, and a shutdown is probably going to happen. We don't like it. But here's the one thing that I will give Speaker Johnson, not credit for, but to use a mistake to your advantage. You always, every day you wake up, say, boy, if I made a mistake, how can I make it? How can I make my life better? How can I use it to my advantage? So, for example, we hit Speaker Johnson super hard on all these continuing resolutions, on all this. Speaker Johnson has an opportunity for the moral high ground with the media. Speaker Johnson has the opportunity to say, hey, we did all of these measures in Thanksgiving. We did all these measures in Christmas under this idea that Democrats in good faith were going to negotiate. We're done. And Speaker Johnson can go into the media and say, when I took over the speakership in the fall, you know, I was trying to get my feet underneath me. We did some CRs and the Democrats lied and the Democrats lied. We're done. We are shutting down the border. This is a rare opportunity where a shutdown could actually make Republicans more popular because the Democrats will look like the open border obstructionists that they are. And understand, the Democrats are so connected to the open border agenda. It is critical. It is a religious fascination to them that you can break the back of the Democrats' narrative by playing hardball on this. And my advice to Republicans is do not take a 2% win or a 10% win. Oh, only 5,000 people coming across the border. No. You have to draw the line. Treat this like a real war type issue. Treat this as if the Biden administration is refusing to fight a war. Increase the rhetoric. Increase. They are signaling to you that they don't like this issue. The polls show it. Their narrative shows that they've got this lunatic in Congress saying that Republicans want to take down the Statue of Liberty. What cut is that? Their messaging is all over the place. When the Democrats are fumbling like this, when the Democrats are shaking and are all over the place, this is where we must seize. And Speaker Johnson messed up all this other previous CR, should have worked through Thanksgiving and Christmas, but now he has a moral high ground. And you have to shut it down. No more CRs, guys. No more CRs. Shut it down. You had 16 Democrats the other day rebuke in a show vote saying they don't like Joe Biden's handling of the invasion. This is hitting suburban communities. This is hitting urban communities. There are very few members of Congress right now, very few that are not feeling heat over the invasion of the southern border. And that ties into another issue. The first one is mass migration. I spent obviously a good amount of time on that. The second one that I want to zero in on here, which is super important, is affirmative action. Democrats continuing on this open border agenda while also simultaneously saying that we want to try to no longer be a country of excellence, no longer build a country based on merit, no longer build a country based on the core ideas and not have everybody be race obsessed is not popular. In fact, a new poll came out yesterday. It's extraordinary. A new poll came out yesterday that shows that over 68% of the country is against affirmative action. 68% of the country is against race discrimination. This is amazing. So the Democrats are now going all in on two and soon to be three of the core issues of 2024, where they are super enthusiastic about it and the people are way on the other side of the issue. Immigration being one, the second of which is racial preferential treatment, including corporate America. And the one that has been going viral lately that we haven't really talked about is the CEO of United Airlines saying that we care about diversity. This is how we should handle it. The great Rob Schneider, who was super generous coming to America Fest. We must mock them. We must make fun of them. Democrats are getting nervous because when you start to become the subject of late night comedy, that's usually turf Democrats own. Play cut 94.
The CEO of United Airlines last month, the CEO, he announced of all the hiring for all the new pilots that are coming up this year, all the hiring for the new pilots, the main focus is going to be diversity. What? Diversity? Not the best pilots you can find? The ones with the most hours of experience? Ones you've done before? Maybe? Nope, diversity. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of flying all the time with these white pilots landing safely and on time. Boring.
10 out of 10. 68% of Americans agree with Rob Schneider. It's soon to be 70%, 75%. The third issue is the trans issue. We're not going to have a ton of time on this, but the Democrats have gone all in because of special interests and because of ideology on open borders, DEI, and chemical castration of children. Republican consultants, because they're afraid of being called bad names by the media, are typically afraid of these three issues. So I get asked all the time, Charlie, how do we counter the abortion fanaticism of the left? That's an issue. I'm 100% pro-life. We have to figure that out. We have to navigate it. But what if we play offense on three issues that make it so that people aren't just voting on abortion? Open borders, diversity, equity, inclusion, DEI must, D-I-E, must die, and trans surgeries of kids. They are issues that make the Democrats shake like a leaf. They can't talk about it. They will just call you names. They can't defend it. It is indefensible because all three of those are where abstract academic developed ideology is over reality. All three of those issues. And they come from different traditions. Open borders is the death of nationalism and borders and self-government, and they want to obliterate Western civilization. DEI comes from critical theory and anti-white, anti-colonialist, anti-Western sentiments, and they kind of play parlay with each other. The chemical castration one is all about the removal of sexual innocence of children. It comes from John Money and Kinsey and these very, very bad people in the 20th century that talked about how kids have no sexual innocence and we must get rid of this idea that kids are not sexual beings. And Kinsey talked about this at length and he's honored at Indiana University. These are not popular with mainstream people. They're not at all. And the Democrats are afraid that if Republicans run on those three issues, amongst other things, you can talk about the border, inflation is a huge issue, and that's fine, run on those. But these three issues can build consensus. Because one issue is probably not enough to overcome the abortion issue. But all of a sudden, if you say, hey, vote Republican and we're going to close your border and stop the invasion. Vote Republican and we're going to restore merit. Vote Republican and we'll make sure that your 15-year-old can't be medically kidnapped from you and have their parts chopped off from you, from them. Vote Republican and we'll protect your children from creeps. What I'm getting at is the issue set in front of us in 2024, in addition to lawfare and all this other stuff that Trump is so good at talking about, is advantage Republicans. Crime ties into this too, though. You might say, you know, crime, how does that work? Well, think about it. Open borders, you get the Venezuelan thieves and the Chilean thieves and the gang rapists that we're seeing and all that. But also, DEI is directly correlated with letting criminals out the next day and not prosecuting black criminals. Look, politics needs to be viewed like a military campaign. Pick the terrain that favors you and attack your enemy where they are weak. And if we just listen to Karl Rove on TV, oh, well, you know, Donald Trump should just run on non-controversial issues like tax cuts and regulatory cuts. I don't think we should ignore the economy. It's a real thing. People are suffering. Prices are going up. But there are other issues that factor in that are building our coalition. And Charlemagne the whatever from New York agrees with you. He says, I've never heard so much chatter and rancor over the immigration issue ever. And we're starting to see the same with DEI. DEI is turning off rank and file traditional college educated voters. They say, I don't know, this doesn't feel right. When, I mean, the Babylon Bee, they deserve a gold medal for this. I love it. Babylon Bee came out with an article. United Airlines hires blind pilot because diversity. Blind pilot. Hey, diversity is our strength, right? You know that the FAA says that we must have people that, I want to make sure that like learning disabilities as flight controllers, learning disabilities. I think it doesn't take a lot of explanation. You see where this is headed. If you have to go into surgery and the surgeon comes in and it's a black lesbian and you're respectful, hey, you know, what's your experience? Honestly, I have no idea. But diversity is our strength. Let's put you under anesthesia. I think I know what that is. The DEI agenda is terrifying people, and it should terrify you. They don't care if people die. They don't care if planes fall out of the air. They don't care about any of that. That's where it leads. You cannot have the coexistence of excellence and the cult of diversity. You can't. It's impossible. You cannot have equity, inclusion, and all that. And it ties in with the border. So what I'm getting at is that Republicans, you've been given a gift. You've been given a gift of the overreach of the ideological Democrats. But it requires you to shed the muscle memory and to ignore the Republican consultants that live in D.C. that don't actually talk to the heartland of the country. If you oppose the invasion, if you oppose DEI and want merit, and you oppose that children should have their breasts cut off because they say they have a different gender, you will be surprisingly successful politically and build a coalition that can win for generations to come. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.